When asked about the possible impact of the funding cuts on the B-1 bomber stationed at Ellsworth Air Force Base, U.S. Senator John Thune uttered what many people in Rapid City think of as a four-letter word, that is, BRAC.
My guess is what we're going to see probably in the president's budget this year when he submits it is a request for another BRAC round, perhaps even more than one BRAC round.
BRAC is the Base Realignment and Closure Commission. In 2005, during the last BRAC, Ellsworth narrowly escaped the chopping block. There is some concern that Ellsworth could again face closure, especially if the B-1 is mothballed in future cuts.
My biggest heartburn when this thing passed in August of 2011, I supported it reluctantly after having conversations with our leaders expressing my strong concerns and reservations, was that 50% of this is in defense.
The military is targeted for the biggest cuts out of all federal agencies, but the DOD isn't the only one tightening its belt. The DOE is too. That's the Department of Energy. The DOE is a major funder for the Sanford Underground Lab at Homestake. DOE officials say furloughs and cutbacks on key programs are possible. The budding high-tech industry in South Dakota is tied to both DOD and DOE funding. But the cuts may affect more than technology jobs. The state's biggest industry, agriculture, could also see federal programs cut. USDA Deputy Secretary Kathleen Merrigan outlined some of the cuts on SDPB's Dakota Midday. They range from food inspection to rural housing.
We have a lot of programs that are going to be impacted. There's really, other than the SNAP program, the formerly known as food stamps, everything else gets the Budget Act. And so we will be feeling pain, no doubt.
Ag is the biggest industry in the state, and tourism is the second. A new report shows that in 2011, tourists visiting national parks in South Dakota spent $165 million in nearby towns and cities. Michael Reynolds is the Midwest Regional Director with the Park Service. He says sequestration will hit even the biggest national parks in South Dakota.
I can tell you, for example, at Mount Rushmore, one of the main visitor centers would be closed most of the year, turning away about 1.4 million visitors from that programming. And incurring, you know, over $1 million, I would think, in lost revenue for that park.
Reynolds says the cuts will also result in the closing of a campground at Wind Cave, along with several visitor and education programs and parks around the state. He notes that one other area that could see cuts is fire suppression.
I'm very concerned about fire crews. If we don't have enough fire crew to handle that, fires would have to be left to burn in certain cases. We hope not.
It's not only the national parks worried about wildfires this year. The National Guard is too. Major Anthony Dice with the Guard says the sequestration could impact the emergency responsibility of the Guard, along with the maintenance and training routine around military aircraft. Guard helicopters often help battle Black Hills wildfires.
Obviously, we're in a drought this year, so we're very concerned about wildland fires this year, and our ability to make sure that we're able to provide support to the state and for operations like that.
With all of this, there are those who say, hold on, the sky isn't falling. Republicans like U.S. Senator John Thune accuse President Obama and others of using scare tactics around this issue.
Rather than focusing his efforts on working with Republicans and all members of Congress to replace a sequester with alternative targeted spending cuts, the president was out there, you know, campaigning and trying to scare people with these worst-case scenarios.
Meanwhile, some economists, like Paul Krugman, point out that political fear-mongering is making the national debt problem look bigger than it really is. The Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, says the sequestration could reduce economic growth by 0.5 percentage point. Here he is speaking before a congressional committee earlier this week.
It was done to be sort of like in Dr. Strangelove,
right,
you know,
right.
the bomb that goes off. So if you can find a way to, you know, in a bipartisan way to make it more effective and better prioritized,
yes,
that would be a good thing.
Okay.
But bipartisan agreement is looking less likely. Many Democrats argue that trickle-down economics has failed and that taxes on the wealthiest Americans, alongside support for vital government programs, are needed to sustain a robust economy. Some conservatives grumble that the cuts don't go far enough. Even with the sequestration, the federal government is still projected to increase spending this year. South Dakota is a small state that relies heavily on federal funding, and all of this happens as the state budget process winds up in Pierre. Lawmakers are awaiting the final budget projection numbers and waiting to see what final action Congress takes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.